And Pope Benedict XVI also received the bishops from Malawi today. Chris Altieri has the story.
Malawi is a country in the southeast of Africa, wedged between Tanzania, Zambia, and Mozambique. Malawi's population of over 13 million is nearly 80% Christian. Completely landlocked, Malawi is among the world's least developed countries. The economy is predominantly agricultural, with about 90% of the population living in rural areas. Speaking in English, the Holy Father praised his brother bishops from Malawi for their work in opening a Catholic university in the country. The Pope also spoke at length to the prelates regarding the importance of good priestly formation and the way for bishops to imitate Christ.
The formation staff in the seminaries need to teach the students so the priest is called to life for others and not for himself, in imitation of Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Above all, the bishop's example of a truly Christ-centered ministry can serve as an inspiration to his priests. My dear brother bishops, live as authentic followers of Christ, and let your discipleship be the basis of the authority that you exercise.
Pope Benedict then praised the bishop's initiative in questions regarding social justice.
Your Pentecost pastoral letter, Renewing Our Lives and Society with the Power of the Holy Spirit, which you published earlier this year, drew attention to some of the social and moral evils afflicting the nation. Food security is threatened not only by drought, but also by inefficient and unjust management of agriculture. The spread of AIDS is increased by failure to remain faithful to one partner in marriage or to practice abstinence. The rights of women, children, and the unborn are cynically violated by human trafficking, by domestic violence, and by those who advocate abortion. Never cease to proclaim the truth and insist on it, in season and out of season, because the truth will set you free.